Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
Talk Radio, it's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free For All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Now, maybe you've already heard this because I heard it on the radio this morning as I was getting ready for work, so I decided, you know what? We're going to talk about this just a little bit. It's something that's out of the ugly. It's out of the politics. It's just something that we're going to talk about. Today is National Donut Day. So call me and let me know, what is your favorite kind of donut, or do you just not like donuts? So I thought I'd look it up a little bit and see the history of the donuts. Now, maybe where you are, there's a special donut shop that you go to. Nowadays, we have some of the big franchise donut places. But when I was here in California, Missouri, there used to be. Now, he's passed away, and it's no longer here. But another person bought his recipe, and they have continued it. But it was Elliot's Donut Shop. Best donuts you ever had. I mean, they were just awesome donuts. But I thought I would look at the history of the donut just for a little bit before we get into politics. It says the origin of the donut is heavily debated, so they're not really sure where it began. But it says the concept of fried dough is not exclusive to one country or culture. You know, we all like our fried stuff, and variations of the donut can be seen across the globe. It said, although the exact place and the exact time and person responsible to creating the donut, which is D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T, are unknown, there are a few events in the history of the donuts that stand out. And it talks about the Dutch with the donuts, and what they made was, I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce this right, but it was Ollie Cokes, which is oil cakes. That sounds yummy, doesn't it? Oil cakes. And that was back in the 19th century. And it says when they made them, they were just a ball, and they would drop them into the oil. And it would, the center wouldn't always get cooked. And that's when they started stuffing them or inserting a jelly or jams or fruits or nuts to keep them from when it didn't get done inside. And then it said the shape began. It said one of the solutions to the gooey inside, the uncooked center, it came from a man. His name was Hanson Gregory. He's an American ship captain. And he's the one who decided to punch a hole in it, which it would give you more outer surface, and you would avoid that center that wasn't quite done. And then they said donut, this D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T, the origin of the donut is also, the spelling or the word is also debated, and some say it refers to the nuts that were placed inside the ball of dough. Well, that makes sense to me. And that was to help prevent the uncooked area from being so nasty. So anyway, then they added, you know, we have lots of variations. And it says that in the 1920s was the Russian-born immigrant Adolf Levitt. And he created the first automated donut machine where they were ripping them out, you know. And then today's donuts, of course, we have the big franchises like Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts. And they have boutiques of, you know, boutique foods that have the specialty foods. And they have come up with creations of different kinds of donuts and different kinds of variations and decorations and flavors, including, now listen to this, maple and bacon donuts, donut ice cream sandwiches, and even hamburgers using the donuts instead of the buns, and it clears the donuts aren't just for dunking anymore. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. I thought it was a little fun. When you call in, what is your favorite kind of donut? I consider myself kind of a plain Jane, and I like just the plain old glazed donuts. Now, I do like the twists. I like them with the cinnamon in them a little bit, but my favorite is probably, I would probably be, if you had an array of donuts sitting out there, of all kinds of flavors and icings and toppings, including the, you know, they say there's no such thing as a bad sprinkle, I would more than likely pick the little old plain Jane out with the just glaze on it. That would be my favorite. So, anyway, I thought I would throw that out there. Now, I have a listener out there, and if you want to call in, you can give me a call. I'm just going to give you the headlines because I didn't have a chance to get to where he was going, where he was getting this information. And maybe you have heard it today or not. Maybe, maybe not. He said here that CBS News was giving a report that Vietnam is now buying military supplies and building an upscale military force because China is now a threat to them, especially in the South China Sea. China's a threat? Is China a bigger threat to Vietnam than global warming? You know, I have to find humor in some of these things because our leadership seems to think that global warming and climate change is our biggest enemy. And then he sends me another one. He likes to send me these little notes, and sometimes I think he's fibbing to me. But this one, he says, I hate to ruin your day, but you and McCain are in agreement. He has introduced a bill making it illegal for the NFL and other sports leagues to receive compensation for honor presentations of our active war hero soldiers. Well, we may be in agreement that that's the wrong thing to do, but I'm not in agreement that we need to have a bill or a law. It seems that we just lack integrity and morals and loyalty to this nation that they would want to profit. Because, you know, they could sell that time to someone else and make big bucks. And they do make big bucks. That's why they're no longer with the NFL. That's why they're no longer a nonprofit, which just blew me away to even find out that they were a nonprofit. So, now the next story that I have here, and we're going to be heading into a break here in a couple of minutes, but it's the new congressional plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. Now, have you heard anything about this? This is the first, I know they've been talking about it, but this is the first I've really seen a report on it, and this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, and Diana Stancy and Kelly Harkness have gone together and written this, and I want to share it with you in kind of in depth. The thing that I'm concerned about is, and I'm going to share most of this with you here when we come back in the next segment, but the thing that I'm concerned about is the part of replacing it. I don't think we need a national health care system. Now, you can disagree with me if you want to. You can give me a call. It's free for all Friday, 877-895-5410. We have a caller already. We have Ken from Texas. Ken, how are you today? What's on your mind?
Yeah, Beth. Hey, the Bilderberg Bulls are having their party in Austria, like, next week.
Are you going?
No, I haven't been invited either. At the Interalpen Hotel. Again, they were there in 88. But anyway, that's what's coming up this next week. Just let you know about it. People know about it.
All right.
So maybe people outside the world can go see what's going on over there.
All right. Yeah, I don't think I can get away.
Hey, you know, did you ever get donuts out of a donut machine?
No, Christy's, I've kind of.
Woolworth.
Are they good?
They were delicious. I wish somebody would do it now. I go down to VA and I say, why don't you get a donut machine right next to your popcorn machine?
You mean know? Like a vending machine?
These were hand operated, but you put it in there, it would go in a circle, and it would automatically go around. By the time it went all the way around, the donut was done.
I never saw that.
Yeah, well, they used to have them in Kresge's and Woolworths and all that stuff.
So they were very, very fresh then. All right, we're going into a break. I'm going to have to let you go, Ken. Thank you so much for listening down there in Texas. Your calls are welcome. It is free for all Friday at 877-895-5410. It's National Donut Day. What is your favorite kind of donut? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
If you believe, as I do, that America's headed the wrong way and needs to turn around, write this down. Western Conservative Summit 2015. Your story, freedom alive. June 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. Be there. This is John Andrews inviting you to join me for the best weekend of your summer. A huge rally on the right with thousands of new friends and dozens of great speakers. Presidential contenders like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry. Media stars like Hugh Hewitt, Katie Pavlich, Byron York. Thought leaders like Arthur Brooks and David Horowitz. Economic gurus like Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow. Grassroots training workshops. Terrific entertainment. Low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376 or go to WesternConservativeSummit.com. That's WesternConservativeSummit.com.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We have Phil from Ohio. Phil, how are you today?
Hello, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind today, sir?
Well, I wanted to just give you a quick call and express a little bit to your listeners that we're looking for some help with the Conservative Party, which I know you're familiar with.
Yes.
As you know, the situation we're in today with both of the major parties failing us, we're trying to build a new party, which, you know, is the Conservative Party with conservative values and trying to get us back to the what the founders intended.
Absolutely. So you're involved in the Conservative Party there in your area, and how do you you need some help there? And I'm thinking all the other 49 states probably need help too, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm calling you from Ohio. I'm the chairman of the Ohio affiliate. However, there's several states across the nation that are looking for help. You don't have to be political. Politically astute, you just have to have a desire to, uphold conservative values and maybe recruit some new people to come into our party. I'm by far not a media expert. I'm not a politician by any means. I'm just your average guy, but I'm trying to, inspire, some folks to get involved and hopefully try to get us back on track.
Well, the national, National Donut Day, I apologize. The Conservative, Party, I have a link to that website on my website. So if you just go to csetalkradio.com, you can see the little logo over here for the Conservative Party on the right-hand side, and just click on that, and it'll take you there. Now, what number do you want people to call for you there, Phil, to get on board to help you, other listeners here in Ohio?
Well, in Ohio, if you could call me, it's area code 216-409-9995. Or you could look me up on the web at www.conservativeparty.org.
Okay. Now, do the other states have the same, only with their initials? Like Missouri, would
correct.
That be mo.org? And, okay.
Correct. That is correct. Now, there are, if you go to the conservativepartyusa.org, and you scroll down under the homepage, you'll see that there's a map of the U.S. on there. And highlighted are the states that have affiliates in place. And obviously the ones that aren't highlighted are the places that we could really use some leadership. So certainly we'd like to reach out to your listeners that happen to be in any of those states to come on board and help us out.
Absolutely. Now, the Conservative Party also keeps track of the other parties and who is really conservative and who is not really conservative. They watch really close the GOP, don't they?
They do. Yeah, we do. We actually watch, like you say, we watch both parties. But our biggest concern, of course, is that the Republican Party has really let us down. And most people don't know where to turn. And until recently, there hasn't been a place to turn. You know, we had the Tea Party movement, which was a wonderful thing, and it kind of got people thinking and motivated. However, the Tea Party is not a party. The Conservative Party is a party. So that's why we want to build this thing up.
Now, the Conservative Party doesn't always have candidates, do they? I mean, they do have some, but they don't always have a candidate, do they?
Correct. We're trying to build this thing up from the grassroots level, if you will. Our intent is to initially try to seek out those politicians who are conservative and hold them accountable. And these may be, you know, more likely they'll be Republicans. Eventually, we will get on the ballot as conservatives, and that's something that we're working towards.
Well, in keeping track of them, which the Conservative Party does, keeps track of how they vote. You know, they kind of sneak things in on us. That's one thing that I have against some of the legislation is that they'll put more than one thing on a bill. And then they can vote for or against and justify it. Because, well, I had to vote for it because of such and such on there. I had to vote against it because it had such and such on there. And they cover their behinds.
That's how they get covered. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. They're not trying to save paper.
No, not at all. They're just trying to cover themselves with their constituency. And, you know, it's time that this nonsense comes to an end, and we really need to help. And I so much appreciate you giving me a few minutes just to get online and with you and reach out to your listeners. And anybody who has any kind of interest in this, please call me or reach out to Harold Hervey, who is out in California. He's the chairman.
Mm-hmm. We've had him on the air several times.
Yeah, great guy. Marcus Cohen, who you probably have talked to in the past.
I have. I had the pleasure, I think it's been 2 years ago now, they did a webinar, like a seminar, and I got to be the host of that, and it was kind of difficult because the lines weren't working as they should have, and it was just a little difficult. But I had it. I really, really enjoyed it. But I got to kind of chat with several of those in the Conservative Party there.
Talk about a rose amongst a bunch of thorns.
Well, I don't know about that, but it was fun. I felt like the blind leading the blind because the webinar wasn't working quite like it should, so I couldn't always see if the guest was there yet and bring them on and introduce them. But it was fun being an MC in the blind. It was kind of fun.
Well, we would love to have an opportunity to work with you again on that level. If there's any way we could pull that together.
I'm always available, pretty much, always available. And I'm always trying to help That's what I'm here for, this CSE Talk Radio. We're not political. We are political, but we're not supported by some of the big boys. And we're not, definitely not getting money from the GOP. Not yet. Not that I wouldn't take it. I would.
that's really one of our biggest issues as a growing party, is that we don't have the money that the major parties do, of course. And we don't have the big named spokespeople as well, you know, so it's very difficult for us to get any kind of attention, only through folks like you and others out there that are helping us to get a foothold.
Well, let me give that number again so they can call you. And it is 216-409-9995. And that is to get involved in Ohio. And it's Phil, that you're going to be calling. It's the Conservative Party. And you just need to get involved, folks. We're a republic, but it doesn't work unless the republic's working. I appreciate your call, Phil. Appreciate what you're doing. Keep me informed. Connect on Facebook. Connect on Twitter. Let's keep connected here and keep going.
Beth-Ann, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Phil. I appreciate it. I appreciate all that you're doing. We have Theodore from Missouri. Theodore, how are you today?
How are you, Beth-Ann? I'll try to make it as short as possible.
Short, sweet. Okay.
When you go to the Western Conservative Summit, you're going to be meeting and talking to these candidates.
I hope so.
Could you do a bio and put them in an envelope on C.J. Hadley and Marita Noon and hand one envelope to each candidate and say, these are my suggestions. These are our suggestions to head the Department of Energy. That would be Marita Noon.
I got you.
And the Bureau of Land Management or the Interior Department, C.J. Hadley. Now, I doubt if you could convince either one of those ladies to go to work for the government.
No, I doubt it.
However, if they would consider taking an executive position, they could change those institutions from inside instead of trying to beat down the door and knock it off its hinges. And if you ever pass through Mexico, Missouri, Beth-Ann, you'll come in on Highway 22.
Yep.
There's a donut shop there run by a Cambodian family. Can't tell you the name of it.
Are they good donuts? to die for, huh?
I'll tell you what. Some of them, you have to request which ones, but some of them, they use potato flour.
I have heard of that.
Wheat flour.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you what, Beth-Ann, you have never tasted a donut.
Well, you know, if I didn't have an appointment this afternoon, I might just go to Mexico and get a donut. I can't, though. I'm going to have to let you go, Theodore. I appreciate the call. It is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. What's your favorite donut? It is National Donut Day, and we're going to talk about the repeal or the replacing of the Obamacare when we come back. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Added. It is free for all Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I started out the show with something kind of fun. It is National Donut Day, and I think just everybody is mentioning that here and there across the world, across the nation anyway. We all kind of like donuts. And I have Pat from Texas. Pat, how are you today?
Oh, fine, but I don't eat donuts.
You don't eat donuts, so you don't like them, or you just don't eat them?
I like too many in my life, I think. You know, I heard somebody say that, I thought it was on Fox that got, but maybe not, that you could eat six donuts and not get any more sugar than you would out of one Coke, one sugar Coke.
Well, that may be true.
So I just leave them both off. But I did want to say something. I'm just really worried that people are getting the wrong impression about what's going on with our economy. It can't be fixed without turning back to God. And the number one thing, there was a book, Vision, the Night Vision, this guy had over here in Irving, Frank Hammond, and it was written into a book, Glad, called Arise, O Church, Judgment on America. And they were in a stadium, as they are on Sunday, you know. Now, now you don't have any good stories on Sunday that are Christian, an attitude anyway. You have Baal, And so they were at a stadium, and this green eagle came down and did a lot of damage. And then a red eagle came. They didn't notice. They didn't even notice the damage. And a red eagle came down and did a lot of bloodshed, and they didn't notice that either. And a blue eagle came down, and God told the guy, stop that eagle. He grabbed him by the neck, and the eagle grabbed only his fingernail. That's all he could get. And he waited for somebody in the church to tell him what it meant, because the Bible says, if you have a dream, tell it. Nobody knew. And so he asked God, what does it mean? And he said, the green eagle is a judgment coming on America for abortion, euthanasia, and gang rape murder, which I didn't know there was much. Jimmy Swaggart had his book, told me what that was. I really didn't ever hear of it at the time. It's been a while. And the green eagle is judgment on the economy. I'm getting this mixed up. The green eagle, when the first one comes down, was the green eagle. That's judgment on the economy for lying, cheating, and stealing. Lying, cheating, and stealing. And the red eagle is a bloodshed for abortion, euthanasia, and gang rape murder. And the blue eagle is judgment coming on the church. And he figured that he's into deliverance, casting out demons. So he thought that's the thing to do. And it probably is the worst thing going on in America is demons. We've just opened up the whole psyche with these games.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I think apathy. I think we've been too comfortable. I think apathy.
Well, I'm talking about the new generation that only 47% say they have any religion. They're sitting there in front of those demonic games and demonic everything. And I think we need to get that leaven out of the house and clean house there. But as far as people saying we can fix it, we can't fix it until we fix abortion. We do have a little chance to do that by sending it back to the states. But even then, I wonder, is there enough, apathy, you're right. Is there so much apathy that when it came back to the States, it really wouldn't even matter again?
Mm. Well, and I had an article here I was going to get into later, and I'm still going to hold it because I want to talk about this Obamacare replacement. But the article that I'm going to share is about the morals of the nation, and that's exactly what you're talking about. And you know, it used to be even people that weren't necessarily believers, they had morals, they had some integrity, but now it seems like Katie bar the door, anything goes, you know, all's fair in love and war. It seems like all's fair in everything. And
well, I guess we thought that we could legally do things, but we can't because the enemy has infiltrated the whole legal system.
Well,
and the cities, you don't really
man it, our nature, the nature of man is evil. And so it doesn't matter what you do. You can't make laws for morality. And there's only one way to bring that back into the nation.
If somebody, lying, cheating, and stealing on the economy. If somebody's lying, cheating, and stealing, you can do something about it, maybe. But really,
well, they haven't. I mean, look at what the Clintons have done.
Lying and cheating, where you do it now? The government, that organization that's supposed to do something about it, they're all
lying and cheating. It's like anything goes. You know, all's fair in love and war and politics. I'm going to let you go on that. I appreciate the call, Pat.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right. Well, now I want to get back onto this with Obamacare. But again, it is free for all Friday, 877-895-5410. But this is a group of House Republicans, and they've unveiled a 192-page health care plan. Boy, that beats that 2,000-page, doesn't it? Now, this is deception. To me, this is deceiving. But I'll get to that in just a minute. Fully repeals Obamacare and replaces it with patient-centered reforms and free market solutions. Lawmakers released the plan Thursday as the GOP-led Congress prepares to attack the Affordable Care Act. Both houses of Congress have already signaled their intentions to repeal Obamacare by a simple majority vote using the reconciliation process, which was what they used to pass it back in 2010. A new GOP plan, American Health Care Reform Act, was written by Representative Phil Rowe of Tennessee and Austin Scott of Georgia. It has the backing of the Republican Study Committee, a caucus made up of nearly 170 members of the House of Representatives. Authors of the plan say it is an aspirational model, not inspirational, aspirational model of American health care. This is not the perfect bill, he says. That's Roe talking about it, who worked as a physician for more than 20 years himself. We're open for amendments. Oh, my. Highlights of the bill include, now I'm not totally against this. I am. You know that I'm totally against national health care because I think they're just messing things up. Highlights of the bill include removing any subsidy assistance, increasing tax benefits, expanding federal funding for state high-risk pools, allowing Americans to purchase policies across the state lines, reforming medical liability laws, and investing in research for the most common causes of death in the United States. Now, I'm not going to read the entire article to you, but the reason I said it doesn't completely repeal is because it says down here the legislation wouldn't replace the current subsidy structure that exists under the Affordable Care Act, which provides aid to those who cannot afford health insurance. Now, it's got a list here of four different things that it's going to do. And my question that is not addressed on any of these, at least not to my understanding, what about the fines? Now, it says here, he says here, we are doing something better than the status quo before Obamacare and under Obamacare. We're giving patients choices. Do they have a choice? My question is, do they have a choice not to have insurance? Currently, if you don't have insurance, you'll get a fine. Do you have a choice under this to not have insurance? Or do you have to have some kind of insurance? Now, they said here that the Republican Study Committee, at this number one, is encouraging competition in the healthcare market. In other words, they're going to open it up. There's going to be more competition. And that's supposed to help with it. And it should. You know, competitive markets, they do help with the costs. But the real trouble with healthcare is not just the insurance. Why does it cost so much? We're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow Common Sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is the final segment of today's show. It is free for all for Friday. Your calls are welcome. We're going to run out of time at 877-895-5410. And I have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, what kind of donuts do you like?
Actually, I consider it unpatriotic to eat donuts, so I don't eat them. Because to be able to serve my country the best and to do the most good for my country, I need to be able to function at my best. And if I eat donuts, I'm not going to be my healthiest and not able to function at my best. So I consider it unpatriotic to eat donuts.
Even just one donut?
Haven't for many, many years. The last time I ate the donut must have been about 40 years ago.
All right. Okay. So what's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I want to talk about why the health care costs so much. And that's, I think there's two reasons, basically. Number one... there's too many middlemen between you and your doctor.
Yes.
You know, the insurance companies and the government are middlemen. You would have health care the cheapest if you dealt directly with your doctor. If you have health insurance, then you have to pay the insurance company before you can get to your doctor, so you pay the insurance company and the doctor. If you have government health care, then you have to pay the government to get to your doctor, so you pay the government and you pay the doctor. And, of course, now with Obamacare, you have to pay the insurance company, you have to pay the government, and then you have to pay your doctor, so it's more expensive than ever. So that's one reason why health care costs so much.
That's government efficiency at its best, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. Very well said. Yeah.
Yep.
The other reason is that the government restricts too much who can be a doctor and what treatments they can use. And when the government restricts who can be a doctor so much, you know, who can practice what, who can do what, and so on like that, that raises the cost of health care because that creates something of a shortage of doctors. And number two, when the government restricts what kinds of treatments the doctors can use so much, then, you know, the doctors don't have a choice of maybe using something that might be more effective and cost less, but the government says they're not allowed to, so that raises the cost of health care. So I think those are the main reasons why health care costs so much.
That's one reason, you know, and I've had family members with cancer, and maybe I'm going to make some listeners upset, but that's one reason I don't give to the Cancer Society anymore, is because they will not – use the funds for alternative means of treatment or solutions to cancer, and that bothers me that they're selective as to even those that have proven to be somewhat successful, they won't use it. And if you're throwing money at things worked, we'd have the most educated people in this country. Cancer would be gone, and several other diseases would be gone because we keep throwing money at things, but we've made a business out of it. You know, and I'm not just picking on them alone. There's a lot of things, a lot of foundations and organizations that they've made a business out of their mission rather than to focus on the mission.
A very wise man once told me, don't never give money to charity. 90% of the money is taken by the managers of the charity.
Yeah, except for the Salvation Army.
Okay, that's a good one to know. I do put some money in the kettles every winter when before Christmas when they're ringing the bells and collecting money in those kettles. I do put some money in their kettles.
Absolutely, something
good then.
Yeah, unlike that other one that starts with the letter red, they do. The Salvation Army does not have the corrupt leadership that some of the others have. You know, it's just like, that's the nature of man. The nature of man is to be selfish and corrupt. Now, I'm going to have to go to the next caller because we're running out of time. So
okay.
I appreciate
okay,
you call. Have a great weekend, Joe. We have Mike from Texas. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. I've been working on my car, but I came in, had the radio on, and I said, I got a call on this. And rah-rah to Joe because he is right on every time, everything he says. Number one, Louis Brandeis, famous chief justice during the 20s and maybe the late teens, who Brandeis University is named after, once said, and it's in many quotes, the right to be left alone is the most comprehensive of all rights and the one most valued in civilized man. And that is what commies in Washington and everywhere in the world cannot do. They will not leave you alone. This Stalin said, famously, the socialists and the communists always have to take three steps forward and then two steps back. What we are seeing here is an attempt to go the two steps back after they've got the three steps forward because they ran into flak.
You know, and I was thinking of that exactly when when Pat from Texas was talking about the abortion issue. You know, we might make a little progress, but it's only one step, you know.
We don't want socialist light. Yeah. We don't want it replaced. You know, the Republican Party has been pushing replace ever since they got in, not repeal, although they lied to get elected and said repeal. And what this is that the two steps back, Stalin said, which is to pacify or give an excuse that they've done something rather than done nothing, which is what the public wants, is a repeal and the mandate gone and the fines gone. And so, I mean,
they've got a better idea. We're not going to repeal it. We're going to replace it. But they said we're repealing it. But then they said, but it won't. This isn't going to be exempt, you know. And it's I don't know. It's I don't think we need a national health care. I really don't. I think, like I said before, long, long before, years ago, I said if it was the best written law in the world, I still don't think it's the right thing to do.
What Joe said about too many middlemen is exactly right.
Oh, absolutely.
The mafia protection racket. You know, the mafia would come in and say, pay us protection money. They were taking a middleman.
And isn't that what I...
Exact same thing.
Well, this is what I said about insurance companies a long time ago. You know, they've got a racket going. Not only do they make sure that you need them, now they're getting laws forced. Did you have to buy it? You know,
exactly.
And you know, I wished I had it that good. I'm gonna let you go, Mike. I appreciate the call. It has been an interesting free for all Friday. We started out with donuts, and we've gone several different directions. You know, I like what Joe said. I know Joe takes very good care of himself, and you know, it is kind of an obligation for all of us to stay in as good a shape as we possibly can. And I am not. I am not going to even pretend that I'm in great shape. But it is our obligation to our families and our friends and our communities to keep ourselves healthy, wealthy, and wise, so that we can be there for others. And you know, we have not kept our nation healthy, wealthy, and wise. We have been lazy. We have been apathetic. We have been comfortable. And what we're leaving now for the generations to come is a mess. An unaffordable, unacceptable mess. We've wasted their liberties, and we've failed to keep those trees pruned that those old men planted. And now the shade is corrupt. And it's time for us to get busy, get involved, be active, healthy, wealthy, and wise, and come together as a family and bring America home.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson Silver Medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson Silver Medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.